The Catholic Church in Australia is being told to adhere to a new set of standards to help stamp out child sexual abuse. The 10 standards unveiled recently cover things like committed leadership and governance, so the importance of record keeping, for example. Education and training is another one, as well as policies to improve physical and online environments. And church entities will now be audited to ensure they comply. But that process is voluntary. So will it work? Catholic Professional Standards is a company set up by the church as part of its response to the Child Abuse Royal Commission, but it's quick to say it operates independently and it devised these new standards. I spoke to the CEO, Cherie Limbrick.
We've had a 12-month consultation process, and we ran a whole series of conversations around the country with Catholic Church personnel, with survivors and their advocates, with children and with government and regulators around the country. And really our focus was on designing the method that would take the new national principles and apply them to the particular ministries and organisations of the Catholic Church.
12 months of consultation and testing, it does seem like quite a lot, and yet these standards seem fairly self-explanatory in a way, you know, the need for ongoing education and training, for example. Do you think these standards will help to convince victims of clergy abuse, not to mention parents now, that this really is a crime of the past?
Well, I'd say the standards are not necessarily designed to convince survivors and families. That will really be in the behaviour of the church, not in the standards themselves. And in terms of it being a crime of the past, definitely there was, you know, an absolutely abhorrent history of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church and other organisations and institutions in the country. But I think if anyone thinks that that is a behaviour of the past, then they're kidding themselves. In fact, the standards and the work of the Royal Commission really was to bring to the attention of the Australian community that this is an ongoing risk for children in the community, and we need, as a whole community, to be constantly vigilant about the risk of paedophilia at its worst, and definitely inappropriate behaviour and not upholding the rights and dignity of children today. So the Royal Commission did a whole lot of work and worldwide research, really, to deliver 10 interconnected things that need to be present in any organisation to create a culture of child safety. The 12 months we've done is then to take those and say, well, what does that actually look like in the Catholic Church? Our other task, apart from setting the standards, is then to audit the church against those standards to demonstrate and check whether they're actually doing what they need to be doing.
And in terms of that auditing process, though, it's not compulsory for institutions to participate. Why is it not compulsory?
Well, the bishops and Catholic Religious Australia, so the two biggest groups in the church, have agreed to establish us and set us up. So we're expecting that they will participate, and we're in the process of signing people up at the moment. But there are some parts of the church, like small volunteer organisations, that actually don't work with children, that might be doing quite specific prayer activity or working with adults. So we're working with those as well to establish whether they should in fact be audited as well.
Right, but is it the case, though, that even institutions that do work with children, it's still up to them? They can still choose as to whether they're going to be audited?
To participate in the audit, yes, that's right.
Should that be the case? Should they be given that sort of autonomy?
Well, in the constitution and in the sort of church structure, the bishop actually does have that sort of responsibility, so they can't be forced to do it. But as I say, the Bishops Conference and Catholic Religious, which represent about 200 interdioceses and congregations and leaders also of the major health and social service and education sectors in the church, are all in discussion with us and in process of signing up. So we have confidence that they will participate.
You mentioned a moment ago that people would be kidding themselves if they thought that this was a crime of the past. So is it fair to say that there is still a risk that some children within a Catholic institution are not safe?
Well, yes, I'd say that across the country. That's the whole reason for the standards. What the Royal Commission taught us was that complacency or failure to be vigilant about any of these issues is a risk.
Cherie Limbrick there, the CEO of Catholic Professional Standards Limited.